Revelation chapter 14. Then I looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 in number, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of much water, and like the sound of loud thunder. And the sound which I heard was like harpists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne, and before the four living beings and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are those who have not been defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed by Jesus from men as a first fruit to God and the Lamb. And no falsehood was found in their mouth, for they are without blemish. Then I saw an angel flying overhead, having an age-abiding gospel to preach to those dwelling on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying in a loud voice, "Fear the Lord and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, and the sea and the sources of water." Then another, a second angel, followed and said, "Babylon the great has fallen. It made all the nations drink from the wine of the wrath of her fornication." Then another angel, a third one, followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast or his image or takes a mark on his forehead or on his hand, then he will drink from the wine of the wrath of God, poured undiluted in the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented by fire and sulphur before the holy angels and before the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment will ascend throughout the durations of the ages. And those who worship the beast or his image, or anyone who takes the mark of his name, have no rest day or night." This is the patience of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." The Spirit says, "Yes, let them rest from their toilings, but their works go along with them." And I looked, and there was a white cloud, and on the cloud I saw someone with the appearance of the Son of Man sitting, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel went out of the sanctuary, crying out in a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, because the time of reaping has come, because the harvest of the earth has become dry." Then he who was sitting on the cloud thrust his sickle into the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel went out of the sanctuary, which is in heaven, he too having a sharp sickle. And another angel went out of the altar, having authority over fire. And he called with a loud shout to the one who had the sharp sickle, and said, "Thrust in your sharp sickle, and harvest the grapes of the vine of the earth, because its grapes have ripened." So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth, and harvested the vine of the earth, and he put it in the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the wine vat up to a horse's bridle height, over a radius of 1,600 stadiums.